Dictation for Lydia, Lydia Cantu, Cantu. August 5, 42, addresses a letter to Sara, S-A-R-A-H, Vanderhoof, Vanderhoof, excuse me, it's a V as in Victor, A-N-D-E-R-H-O-O-F, 352-8451. Dear Mrs. Vanderhoof, follow up for Mrs. Cantu, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, last visit in September. I offer her in-person visits. She selected a video conference. No hospital visits, sinus drainage clear, no fever, no purulent material or bleeding. Denies increase of dyspnea, no cough, sputum production or oxygen, no nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, sinus nocturia, frequency incontinence, no infection, cloudiness or blood. No chest pain, palpitation, syncope, review system otherwise is negative. Medication list review. I will highlight anticoagulation Xarelto on lisinopril, maximal dose. Metoprolol was decreased from 100 to 25. And HCTC potassium replacement antiarrhythmics with flecainide, FLECAINIDE. Next paragraph, she has not been checked blood pressure at home. She's able to speak in full sentences with normal speech without any evidence of expressive aphasia or dysarthria. Next paragraph, last chemistry is February, creatinine 1.3, which is baseline. Normal electrolyte acid base, GFR 41 stage 3B. Normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, malanemia 11.3. Normal white blood cell platelets. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3B, stable over time, no progression. Next number, history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation for what patient takes anticoagulation, antiarrhythmics, and rate control. Next number, blood pressure has not been checked at home on maximal dose like lisinopril, among others. Next paragraph, prior kidney ultrasound, no obstruction or urinary retention. Next number, anemia without documented external bleeding, not symptomatic, and no indications for EPO treatment. Other chemistries are stable. Come back in 6 months, end of dictation.